Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Thursday, the 19th of February, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Choose a Hat. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Choose a hat. Beginners. Do you love to shop? Some people are addicted to shopping. They love to go out and buy things. Others enjoy window shopping, which is safer for your wallet. I am not a big shopper. I have to love something before I am willing to buy it. However, window shopping is a great pastime. You don't even have to take any money with you. It can be fun to see what shops have to offer from the outside. Nobody inside the shop can put pressure on you to buy anything, and if the weather is nice, you can hang around for as long as you like. I came across a shop the other day which looked very interesting. It was a hat shop. Obviously, it was full of hats. But these hats weren't just ordinary hats. Many were extraordinary. The window wasn't very big, but it was full of hats of all different colours and shapes. As I looked through the door, I could see that the shop was long and narrow, and from floor to ceiling it was full of hats on shelves. There were very elegant hats, party hats, crazy hats, warm hats, and even historic-looking hats. The people inside the shop were trying them on and laughing as they looked at each other. It must be a very fun place to work, seeing people amused all day long. Advanced. When I was a student in London, I bought a hat one day at Camden Town. I still have it, though I haven't worn it for years. It is a light, comfortable hat that is black and has golden sequins all over it. Right at the front, above my forehead, is a golden elephant. It is quite an eye-catcher. Sometimes, when I am organizing my closet, I will come across it. It takes me right back to London, the sights, sounds, smells, and experiences of being a student in that great city. When I first moved out to the United States, I became a teacher in a local high school. One day, everybody in the school was allowed to dress up, so, amongst other things, I wore my hat. It got a lot of attention, and my students became curious about where I had bought it. It is surprising how one piece of clothing can tell a story. I suppose what we wear does reflect something about our personality, our choices, perhaps our preferences. Well, I wear many other hats now, but they are figurative, not actual hats. Some of the hats I wear are wife, mother, podcaster, language student, bill payer, and world citizen. I like my hats. They are the ones that I have chosen. I look forward to a variety of new ones that I will pick up in the future. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com, that's LIBSYN.com, or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. You can also get to my website through iTunes, just up in the top right-hand corner where it says website. Please check out the new look and the photographs. Feel free to send me a message to acupofenglish@live.com. I would love to hear from you. Until next week, goodbye for now.